Hello, I'm Greg Burns with The Tech Guy. We are talking about malware and ransomware. My guest is Rob Krug, Senior Network Security Architect at Avast. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Very good, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. It's my birthday today. So, you know, I'm doing extra special today. So,
Very good.
So, let's just get started and get right into it so everybody can understand what's going on out there. So I want to start out with what is malware and ransomware, and how can we protect our devices and our data?
Certainly. Well, it's actually a great introduction question because, believe it or not, some people to this day don't know exactly what malware is. It's ironic because all of the entire planet has been through a massive pandemic the past couple of years. And similar in nature is computer malware. What I mean by that is that it spreads through computer systems, much like the pandemic spread across the globe. Malware is defined as any kind of program or attack or exploit that compromises system integrity or system performance of a computer. This is in terms of a malicious nature, and thus the term malware. That's where it actually comes from, but there's multiple different types of that. You alluded to one of the most popular versions on the internet today, which is ransomware. Just as the name suggests, they're actually the attackers, the bad guys, the malicious malware. The component of it is actually ransoming your data. It could be your identity, it could be your data. In many cases, the way this works is once it's infected on a system, on a computer, on a phone, it actually encrypts the drive or data contained on that device. And you have to pay a ransom to the bad guys, to the creators of the ransomware, in order to unlock your own data. There's many different kinds of attacks like this. There's many different forms of it. There's many different steps to it. In some cases, they want large amounts of money. In other times, they want you to pay online, Bitcoin or digital or cryptocurrency to onion sites and things of that nature, but to different wallets. But in many cases, it could also be data exfiltration, meaning they encrypt your data, and unless you pay them, they extort you with it by releasing it to the public if it's okay. Confidential in nature, things of that like that.
Okay. So I know a lot of my end users have been hit with ransomware. I know my first experience was probably 15 years ago, and it was easy to extract the information by removing the hard drive from the actual PC tower and going in and finding a decryptor online and getting their information back. Then it got more sophisticated to where once it was encrypted, you were just missed. There was nothing you could do. You would have to literally wipe the hard drive, just start from scratch. And I would always advise them to get a new hard drive just because that was so bad and intrusive. And most of them they just open an email or open a link on Facebook, and there it was, So what are some of the ways that the end user can protect themselves or look for?
Well, you alluded to a couple there, but as far as how the malware or ransomware in some cases can spread, they actually have nowadays what's called fileless malware, meaning you don't have to download anything. You don't have to download that funny looking PDF or doc or docx file or executable file. All you have to do is visit a web page and your system can become compromised. One of the many things that users can do to take proper precautions on this is really follow a couple of different pillars of best practice. The first and foremost, you have to have a strong endpoint and protection suite, an antivirus utility. Not all antiviruses are created equal. They do different things, different types of detection and prevention. I work for a vast business, which is actually one of the best Davies out there, according to third-party testing, and one of the oldest, the second oldest antivirus in existence.
Okay.
But one of the things that you can do is ensure that you have an AV running on your system. And I do recommend the paid subscription. You get more protections than with a free AV subscription. You want to make sure you have that paid professional level of service. In addition to that, making sure that you have it finely tuned, making sure that it's inspecting all files, make sure it's preventing malicious URLs. If you have browser plugins, Avast has a browser plugin for the popular browsers to detect the web pages that users are going to, the links that they visit. If it's a known malicious URL, the connection is blocked. These are one of the things that you can certainly do. You mentioned another. Where you said, just go ahead and buy a new hard drive or buy a new disk. You're absolutely right. In many cases, the drive has been compromised. Not necessarily buy a new drive, but blowing out that old drive, starting fresh. Absolutely. That leads us to one of the other pillars of security, and that's backups. Making sure that your data is backup. And I'm not talking just a portable hard drive or a USB stick connected directly to the computer or to the network. Most cases, ransomware kits look for what's called network attached storage, and they try to go after it as well. The idea would be to have a protected source where you can back up your most important data. For example, as you and I are sitting here, I can tell you that you see I'm sitting in my home, home office. I can tell you that the most important data in this home is two things. One, my financial information, tax returns, things like that nature. And number one on the list would be our photo albums, our family digital photos, right. Digital memories. Most important thing. Everything else, it can be recovered.
Okay.
But when you're having that, having it in a hardened place, making sure it's backed up, incredibly important. Never pay the bad guys. That's always the worst case scenario.
Exactly. Well, I actually use Avast with my business and all of my end users. And so far, me personally, in my household and business, we've not seen anything. And all of my users that are using Avast, they've been perfect. They've not had an exploit installed. I get the emails alerting me that there was one. It's been blocked and removed. So they've been up and running thus far for a year or two now without any issues. So I can say Avast is a great product to use. I've informed a lot of the medical offices that I deal with that had started out using Avast and ABG free to move to the paid version because of all the new exploits and things that are out now. And so I've gotten a lot of them switched over and they're happy. You know, it runs in the background, very light. It's not heavy. So there's not any lag in what they're doing. So they can multitask as normal without seeing any slowness, you know. So Avast is great for me, you know. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And it wins awards for that. When you look at the system and performance, especially in some systems that are, you know, let's say, a little bit long in the tooth, you get performance issues when you look at certain AV packages. You don't want the security to be so burdensome that the user complains about it and potentially disables it. So that's where Avast actually has a very, very storied history of being one of the fastest and lightweight clients with the best protection routinely in the 99.9, 99.8 level of threat prevention, in some cases, even 100% threat protection on various third-party testing. It gives you that robust ability without downgrading or subverting the system performance. You're impacting your user experience in addition to providing maximum security, including with heuristic-based detection. That heuristic-based detection is often referred to as next generation antivirus, where it actually looks at the behavior of the code or file or what the system is doing to determine if there's something malicious in progress. And we can shut that down and protect that user from that experience.
Good deal. I think the viewers have learned a lot today, at least starting out about what malware and ransomware is and how they can prevent their devices and data from being exported and being infected. So thank y'all for joining us today. If you have any questions or comments or would like to know more, please reach out to us. I'll put our information in the details at the bottom. And until next time, stay secure.
Thanks for having me today, Greg, and happy birthday.
All right, thank you.